Tomorrow is May Day in Washington. British Prime Minister May is coming looking for a new special relationship. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. British Prime Minister Theresa May will become the first foreign leader to meet with President Trump face-to-face since his inauguration last week. At the top of their agenda will be a possible trade deal between the two countries to come into effect after Britain leaves the European Union. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
President Trump's election could not have come at a better time for Prime Minister May. She regards his enthusiasm for Brexit as a godsend. Their meeting tomorrow, a golden opportunity.
The special relationship between the UK and the US has been strong for many years. We'll have opportunity to talk about our possible future trading relationship.
She'll warmly welcome his offer of a trade deal, just what she needs. She believes it would bolster morale in the UK and strengthen her hand when she begins negotiating the terms of Britain's exit from the EU. Alison Stewart-Allen, an American marketing executive based in London.
To have a bird in the hand, if you like, in other words, an agreement with America, is a psychological benefit.
But no one, least of all Theresa May, thinks it'll be easy striking an advantageous trade deal with President Trump. These two don't seem to be entirely on the same page when it comes to globalization.
I want us to be a truly global Britain.
America first. America first.
The leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, is sceptical about the benefits of a US deal.
Donald Trump's idea of trade deals seems to be a tariff wall around the USA. I think it's a bit risky to bank anything on Donald Trump.
And the former leader of the pro-EU Liberal Democrat Party, Nick Clegg, is also sceptical. He points out that Britain currently sells to Europe more than triple what it exports to the United States.
No trade agreement with America, however ambitious, can replace or match what we are potentially going to lose on our own doorstep in Europe.
Brexit supporters dismiss that as defeatism. They claim that Britain will prosper when it leaves the EU and is free to strike deals with some of the fastest growing economies, and that a deal with the biggest would be a good start. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers now. The Dow and the S&P closed at new highs on Wednesday. It was intraday high for the S&P, actually. It was the Dow that closed above. The first close above 20,000 for the Dow at 20,068, a rise of 155 points, 0.8%. This morning, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up again just barely for the S&P and 33 points for the Dow future. London's FTSE is up 0.2%. The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.54%. A famous name in the pharmaceutical business has gone shopping in Europe. Johnson & Johnson will buy the Swiss biopharma company Actelion for $30 billion. Actelion is very good at drugs to treat rare diseases. J&J is looking to buy up new medicines, given that its big moneymaker, Remicade, for autoimmune problems, faces stiff competition now. I was talking to BBC Business reporter Jonathan Frewin this morning about that, and a U.S. political angle came up.
The other interesting thing is that they're going to be using funds that are held entirely overseas to buy this business. And there had been some speculation that other US drug companies might be interested in acquiring Actelion, but there's a sense that they may be waiting to see whether your new president allows the repatriation of funds that are held overseas. So it's a novel use of overseas funds.
And tell me a bit about the corporate history here. Johnson & Johnson is one of the oldest names in the pharmaceutical business, but Actelion, relatively newcomer, just a few decades.
Yeah, it was founded by Jean-Paul Clozel in 1997, so it's 20 years old. And he's seen as someone who has been fairly fiercely defending the independence of his company, and so the price needed to be right for him to sell up. And interestingly enough, they've come up with a structure that enables him to maintain that independence, in that Johnson & Johnson gets the drug-making part of the business, but the R&D, research and development bits of Actelion, are going to be spun out into a new business, R&D NewCo, which will give the founder of Actelion a chance to maintain that independent R&D profile that he so craves.
BBC business reporter Jonathan Frewin from our partner newsroom in London. Jonathan, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Actelion stock is up more than 20% in Europe now. Johnson & Johnson stock up about 0.6% in pre-market trading here. The U.S. Army is getting a new standard-issue sidearm. The P320 pistol will be made in New Hampshire by gunmaker Sig Sauer and will replace the old Beretta M9. It's modular. Size or caliber can be changed. This is a big deal for soldiers and for Sauer, given this contract is worth $580 million. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
How big a deal is 580 mil? It depends on who you are, says Lawrence Korb with the Center for American Progress.
In a $620 billion defense budget, it's not a large amount of money. But for an individual company, it is very significant.
Perhaps more significant when you consider the U.S. military's history with service pistols. It stayed with the Beretta M9 for 35 years, the Colt 45 before that, about seven decades. It's a steady income stream.
This is a once-in-a-generation contract.
Rommel Dionisio is with Wunderlich Securities and Equity Research. Steady income could extend to Sig Sauer's employees. The company says it'll produce the guns in its New Hampshire facilities. Dionisio says that could be a big deal, especially if Sig Sauer makes its own components.
That could certainly translate to several hundred jobs here in the very near term.
And new jobs are always welcome, even in a state like New Hampshire, which has relatively low unemployment. Latest figures put it below 3%. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.